Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And speaking of the history of activism in New York, my next guest remembers the beginning of the AIDS crisis, when people with HIV/AIDS would be dead within 2 years of diagnosis on average. For them, activism was a matter of life or death. Jim Hubbard is a New York City-based filmmaker and AIDS activist. He is the director and co-producer now of United in Anger, A History of ACT UP, which opens today at the Quad Cinema in Greenwich Village. Jim, thank you so much for coming.
Well, thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
First, especially for some of our younger listeners, can you give us a quick background on what ACT UP was and what it is now?
Well, it's really important, actually, that this film, the story of this film, is of a small group of people who came together to use every creative tactic they could think of to force the U.S. government to deal with the AIDS crisis. And it's a vital part of American history that has largely been forgotten and is unknown to young people. So one of the prime purposes of this film is to bring the story and put it squarely right into mainstream American history.
And let's play our first excerpt from the film. This is just about 12 seconds, but it is somebody who directly ties the activism to the state of his health.
I look at the fact that I'm HIV positive today, and I wouldn't be alive today if I didn't get arrested 20 years ago. That's absolutely true. The medicines that I take to stay alive, I would not have.
That's some statement. I wouldn't be alive today if I didn't get arrested 20 years ago.
It's literally true. If ACT UP had not gone to the Food and Drug Administration, if ACT UP had not gone to the National Institutes of Health and demonstrated there, the research wouldn't have been done, and the drugs would not have been released as quickly as they have been. And there was a long delay, and lots of people died.
But and I remember that there was some reticence, because here was a progressive activist organization aligning itself with pharmaceutical companies, which was the other group that was really hot to get these drugs out on the market.
Well, the drug companies actually were reluctant in the beginning as well. They first saw one of the famous quotes from the drug people is that, a million people is not a very exciting market. It's not asthma. And so the drug companies had to be forced to pay attention as well.
You say that you started working on this film 25 years ago or 10 years ago or 3 years ago, depending on how you look at it.
Well, the 25 years is that I first filmed ACT UP in June of 1987 at the Lesbian and Gay Pride March here in New York. The 10 years ago is when Sarah Schulman and I created the ACT UP Oral History Project. And as of now, we've done 138 interviews. They range in length from 1 to 4 hours long. And you can download complete transcripts and see video clips from the interviews on the website www.actuporalhistory.org. And the 3 years was the intense editing of the film.
Let's play another clip from the film of somebody, and you'll tell us who this is afterwards, again, making a connection between personal health and public activism.
You had people who probably would have never been activists, except that they got some bad news from the doctor and they were getting sick and they realized they needed to do something. And they might have otherwise continued on as Wall Street, brokers or whatever it was they were doing. And this changed everything.
That's Dr. Rick Loftus. And he's a perfect example of that change. He graduated Yale and came into ACT UP. He was a journalist. That's what he thought he was going to be. He ended up a doctor, an AIDS doctor in California.
Do you see similarities between the ACT UP movement and the Occupy Wall Street movement today? ACT UP had affinity groups. OWS has working groups. In fact, a lot of the language used by ACT UP activists talked about occupying spaces like the Capitol Building or Grand Central Terminal. Do you see parallels in the movement, or do you think those are just surfacey?
No, I think they're really important. I think one of the things in watching the film over again, I realize how often Wall Street is mentioned, that what ACT UP recognized was that this was a crisis of capitalism. the AIDS crisis was. And so they had to go to Wall Street to effect change.
Why did they frame it as a crisis of capitalism? The most hostile people were framing it as a crisis of homosexuality and drug abuse.
Well, that's right. And I think, you know, for those people, it probably was. But for the people who had the disease, the people who were, you know, helping them, it was a crisis of a country that wouldn't respond and an economic structure that was not capable of dealing with this
that wouldn't
epidemic.
Respond to the epidemic,
right.
To the emergency, by having the economic infrastructure to throw funding at cures and treatments.
It was a whole range of things. I mean, the 70s, the state of New York was cutting hospital beds, so the hospitals were unprepared. The government, the FDA, was unprepared to release drugs. The NIH was not doing the research, and the drug companies were initially uninterested. So there were a whole range of things. And then when they had the drugs, they were incredibly expensive. AZT, which was the first drug, was $10,000 a year. It was far more expensive than any drug in the history of medicine at that point.
And yet, AZT is a good example, I think, of the success of ACT UP. One part of your film talks about how the pharmaceutical company Burroughs Wellcome lowered the price of AZT by 20% just 4 days after an ACT UP rally calling for people to sell the company stock.
Exactly. Every time there was a demonstration against Burroughs Wellcome and against Wall Street, the prices got lowered. So it was a very effective tactic.
Do you think then, to conclude the connection to the Occupy movement, that ACT UP had something that Occupy doesn't have that allowed it to cause such radical and fast change?
I haven't given up on Occupy yet, but the urgency that existed for ACT UP in the AIDS crisis was a motivator that perhaps doesn't exist now, that people had to get something done. They were dying. Their friends were dying. Something had to be done.
Do you see parallels between the healthcare is a right notion that HIV-positive people were fighting for and the arguments for the Obama law today, or is that just too disconnected because the fight for universal health insurance has been going on since Truman?
I don't think we would have the law we have now if it weren't for ACT UP. I think that notion that healthcare is a right, which certain percentage of the population agrees on, and then, of course, another percentage of the population fights against, is an essential part of it. Of course, if ACT UP were in charge, we'd have a single-payer universal healthcare system. But we have what we have, and it'll be better because of it.
My guest on WNYC is Jim Hubbard, director and co-producer of United in Anger, A History of ACT UP. The movie opens today at the Quad Cinema in Greenwich Village. I just want to alert our listeners that President Obama may speak any moment, giving his reaction to the stagnant jobs report this morning. I'll also be interested to hear if he says anything about the worse-than-stagnant African-American unemployment rate, over a percentage point worse than just a month ago and up to about 15% unemployment compared to 8.2% for the rest of the country. We go live to President Obama right now. And we'll see if we can bring up the audio of President Obama. He's speaking in Poland, Ohio.
Well, it is good to be here. Everybody have a seat. It is good to be here in Poland. A couple people I just want to acknowledge. First of all, give Dan a big round of applause. He was outstanding. Your congressman, Tim Ryan, is in the House. Doing outstanding work. One of my favorite people, former Congressman John Bocheri, is here. Give him a round of applause. And Youngstown Mayor Chuck Samaroni is here. Where's Chuck? There he is right here. And all of you are here. And I'm excited about that. Hey! So, I hope everybody had a good 4th of July. I had a great 4th of July. We had some folks over to the house. Had a little, grilling going on in the backyard. A few fireworks. It gave us a chance to say thank you to the incredible men and women in uniform. We invited a whole bunch of military families over. They do such a great job preserving our freedom. It was Malia's birthday on the 4th of July. She's now 14. It used to be...
So that is an Obama campaign rally. I did mistakenly think that he was going to come out and make a statement on the jobs numbers, as he often does on these first Fridays of the month when the previous month's jobs numbers come out. So we're going to wait for that part of it. We're not going to give him his whole campaign rally on the air. We will play the clip and see what his reaction to the jobs numbers was when we continue with the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC.